The U.S. Supreme Court recently weighed in on the issue of patenting human genes in a case called Association for Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics. Myriad's accomplishment was the discovery of the precise location and sequence of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. These genes are very important because mutations of these genes are associated with a significant increased risk of breast cancer. The celebrity Angelina Jolie recently publicized the Myriad genetic test when she announced that she underwent a double mastectomy as a result of a positive genetic test. To understand Myriad's patents, it's necessary to understand a little bit about DNA. Each human gene is encoded as DNA, which takes the shape of a double helix. Each crossbar in that helix consists of two chemically joined nucleotides. Sequences of DNA nucleotides contain the information necessary to create strings of amino acids that are used to build proteins in the body. The nucleotides that code for amino acids are exons, and those that do not are introns. Scientists can extract DNA from cells to isolate specific segments for study. This is referred to as isolated DNA. Scientists can also synthetically create exons-only strands of nucleotides known as composite DNA or cDNA. cDNA contains only the exons that occur in DNA, omitting the intervening introns. Myriad patented both the isolated DNA and the cDNA associated with the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, which allowed it to be the exclusive source for the testing for mutations of these genes. Myriad's patents were then challenged in court. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, held that isolated DNA is not patent eligible. The court explained that this DNA is exactly the same as what occurs in the body. In general, naturally occurring phenomena are dedicated to the public domain and cannot be patented. Only products of human ingenuity may qualify for patent protection. Although the court recognized that Myriad's discovery was groundbreaking, innovative, and brilliant, it clearly emphasized that discovery alone does not warrant a patent. However, a unanimous Supreme Court also held that the cDNA that Myriad created is patent eligible. The cDNA did not face the same problem as the isolated DNA because cDNA does not occur naturally in the body. Instead, scientists had to manipulate natural DNA to create the synthetic cDNA. Both sides claimed victory after the U.S. Supreme Court decision was handed down. The plaintiffs were concerned about the monopoly pricing associated with an important genetic test that is patented. Myriad and the biotech industry in general feared that an adverse ruling would drive down the financial incentives to discover and create innovative new biotech products. Scientists can do genetic testing without cDNA, so the ruling lifts a major barrier that other companies faced in competing with Myriad. However, the court clarified that a minimum of human ingenuity will render a genetic innovation patentable. The case highlights an ethical debate about how extensively should companies be able to patent biological inventions. Should companies be able to reap the reward of a patent monopoly for their discovery of a potentially life-saving genetic mutation? The Supreme Court unanimously said no, not simply for the discovery. But it remains to be seen how biotech companies will avoid the patentability standard established in Myriad by patenting synthetic DNA in order to exploit the lucrative genetic testing market in the world of personalized medicine. I'm Jay Kazin.